美国神韵纽约艺术团在加拿大东部的演出一路书写票房纪录，而加拿大西部最大的城市温哥华也迎来了美国神韵巡回艺术团。加拿大多名政要发信恭贺，有市长更将演出的四天定为该市的神韵日。
刚刚在美国加州赢得众多观众赞许的美国神韵巡回艺术团北上来到了这里，加拿大温哥华。从周四晚开始，他们将在我身后的伊丽莎白女皇剧院上演四天五场的演出。
位于温哥华市中心的伊丽莎白女王剧院是当地最大最有影响力的剧院，它由于英国女王伊丽莎白二世的一次莅临而得名。自1959年，伊丽莎白女王剧院就渐渐汇集了温哥华歌剧协会、交响乐协会等世界著名演出团体，更是卑诗省芭蕾舞团和温哥华歌剧团的演出基地。今年是美国神韵第七次来到温哥华这座著名的北美西海岸城市。为表彰神韵的贡献，大温哥华地区高贵临港市长克雷格莫尔将2013年的1月10日到13日定为高贵临港的神韵日。市长在褒奖信中写道，神韵晚会唤起华裔社区对辉煌壮丽的5000年文化的记忆，来自纽约的神韵艺术团即将带来一场启迪人心、千载难逢的史诗般晚会。晚会古典的编舞、振奋的旋律、令人炫目的服饰和高科技动态天幕，将给大温哥华社区带来一场伟大的文化盛宴。温哥华市长罗品信也发来贺信，代表市议会向所有参加2013年温哥华神韵晚会的艺术家们表示祝贺。而联邦组级部长莫尔就代表加拿大政府感谢神韵艺术团参与演出的每一位成员。部长在贺信中写道，神韵艺术团的演出表明，分享文化遗产和传统可以增进各个族裔之间更好的理解和沟通。中国艺术的展现让我们更加领会到神韵艺术家们对加拿大文化的贡献。过去6年，数万名温哥华观众让神韵纯善纯美的演绎所折服。相信周四晚上全新的节目会给观众带来更多的惊喜。新唐记者加曼，加拿大温哥华报道。
1月10日，美国神韵巡回艺术团在加拿大温哥华的首场演出赢得满堂喝彩，来自社会各界的观众争相和记者分享自己的感动。下面请看本台记者张永进的报道。
同样的喝彩和掌声，不同的感动和领悟，美国神韵巡回艺术团在温哥华的第一场演出带给观众深深的震撼。
So much thought went into this that it was just impressive from beginning to end. You know, never a second that there wasn't something interesting visually.
作为一名音乐教师，拉维克尤其对神韵中西方音乐的结合感到钦佩。
My full compliments to the minds that put this together because itallows the expression of traditional Chinese culture, but it's paced for Western audiences. Very, very cleverly done.
医生纳赛利则对晚会中不同色彩的结合感到惊讶。
I find how it's two colors that I would never put together. They would actually clash, but somehow over here it actually really works and it's beautiful.
农场主希瑟惊叹于神韵演员配合的分毫不差。
The grace with which they moved, you know, their coordination, you know, like if any split second had been off in their timing, everything, you know, it's hard for me to explain.
除了视听的享受，观众们更是被神韵晚会中传递的信息所打动。
And I actually loved what they were singing about. One of the songs was talking about not having our eyes on the riches and the wealth of this world, but having our eyes set on greater things in life.Which was very beautiful.
The message about tolerance and peace and truth was quite powerful. We were also really saddened to hear that a person wouldn't be able to see the show in China.
1月11日到13日，美国神韵巡回艺术团还将在伊丽莎白女皇剧院演出四场。新唐记者张永进，温哥华报道。
1月10日，雨后放晴的温哥华迎来了美国神韵巡回艺术团的首场演出，有大学教授专程从400公里之外赶来观赏晚会，赞叹神韵之美无法用语言来形容。
Oh, it was absolutely phenomenal. I loved it. I loved all the acrobatics and the beauty and the form and the grace and the control and the strength and the power of all the performers. It was absolutely wonderful.
Helena 觉得演员们配合绝佳，所以整台节目打动人心。
I think of the way that they all work together as a team, and they were all able to bring alive the stories, and I felt engrossed in everything that they were sharing with us. It was absolutely phenomenal.
中西合璧的交响乐团给他带来全新的感受。
It was enrapturing, it was catchy and lively, upbeat, and it was a lot of fun.
说起中国舞那种飘逸潇洒，和丽娜自己也想要舞动起来。
Euphoric, absolutely euphoric. Yeah, it was just I want to dance and I'm not a dancer.
神韵高科技天幕带来的逼真和梦幻效果，让她陶醉其中。
That was wonderful. I really liked that the way that they incorporated the video with the people coming from the screen onto the stage. That was wonderful. What a nice touch. And then the clouds that they did in the one scene. It was so mystical. And then the spinning of the fabric and the flowing of the.I just can't. I'm speechless. Can you tell? It was absolutely wonderful.
和丽娜说要把神韵晚会推荐给每一位朋友。新唐人记者苏浩，温哥华报道。
住在温哥华的兰柏林太太生日正好是圣诞节，自然对礼物有更高的要求。作为跨国能源公司的业主，兰柏林先生今年选择送给太太一份特殊的生日礼物，一起去看美国神韵巡回艺术团在当地的首场演出。兰柏林太太说，这是最棒的生日礼物。
Well, it's the best present you could ever give somebody for their birthday.
这是兰柏林太太在看过温哥华神韵晚会第一场演出之后发出的感慨。原来兰柏林先生在太太生日当天送上了神韵票作为礼物。
She was born on a Christmas day.I bought her tickets for her birthday to come, and so that was the surprise.
那么太太对这份惊喜感想如何呢？
Show that is so colorful. The costumes are beautiful. The music, it just brings into a different time, into the Tang Dynasty, and it just brings you right into it. You know, you just feel a part of it.
徜徉于神韵两个半小时，对中国五千年文明的传神演绎，兰柏林先生折服于演出编舞的精妙。更佩服高科技动态天幕的匠心独运。
There were so many varieties, and they had so many variable presentations in trying to give the 5,000, you know, year history of China. The quick prop change by utilizing the backdrop and bringing in the characters off the screen and onto the platform, I thought was ingenious.
今年的礼物这么好，明年怎么办呢？原来太太心里已经打定了主意。
I would definitely recommend him giving me another ticket next year to Shen Yun.
兰柏林太太说，她还会把神韵推荐给更多的人。新唐人记者加曼，温哥华报道。